This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. And the Cajun Cannon himself, Bobby Hebert, joins us. So, Bob, great to talk to you again.
Yep, and, yep. There's a lot is going on in a few days. Mike, boy, you getting right, and I'm going to leave it at that if you want to share that. But you getting right, and I'm living that international lifestyle now back in the States. And, you always want to – I want to explore. You know, I'm curious. And so going to Istanbul – going to Athens, you know, I love history. And, boy, you talk about you feel small in the world when you go to different places and, you know, you realize, oh, it's always about me. It's always about me. And then you keep things in perspective. And, you know, I shared this. United States, we're getting ready. We're like 250 years old. I think the youngest thing I saw was like 90. I went to a monastery, 985 A.D. So you talk about like 300 years before Christ, 500 years, and you know you're talking about the great democracies and how it all started. Looking at Aristotle, Plato, and where it all came about, and then also like battlefields, Alexander the Great. I was like, whoa! I was like, oh well, I'm getting goosebumps. And people looking at me like, I was like, whoa! It was almost like a spiritual experience, simply because Alexander the Great, he kicks the Persians behind, and who knows if that doesn't happen. And what comes about in Western Europe and democracy and all in the future? You know, you had that crossroads, who's going to win and who's going to lose? You know, to the victor goes the spoils. I was mesmerized with that, but I'm back in the fold. The Saints just right around the corner for their mandatory mini camp. Then training camp's going to be here before you know, but now they're dealing with OTAs and you could see the skill positions, not necessarily the lineman. You've said that before.
Right.
But you could see, and Mike, I've really been impressed with the quarterbacks.
Bob, the quarterback play, and you bring it up with both Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck. One of the things I was going to ask you about, because I haven't watched Shuck at Texas Tech when he played, and then when he played at Louisville last year, he's not what I would call a drifter. He may go a little bit left, a little bit right, but he sort of, you know where his lane is to throw it. I do think you create your own pressure sometimes by drifting way too much left-right.
Right.
I think we saw that last year with Caleb Williams because he got away with that at USC. But you can't get away with that in the NFL.
Well,
his ability to sling the football, man, no one's going to question Tyler Shuck's arm talent as a passer.
Well, I'm going to tell you a throw he made today, and that I was like, whoa. That's as good as it gets in the history of the NFL. Oh, Bobby, that's a broad statement. I'm going to tell you about this throw because I've been there and tried to make this throw. And like you said, you got to be able to ad-lib now and then. But when you're ad-libbing and you don't need to ad-lib, how about you just step up in the pocket and make the throw? That's sometimes Shedeur Sanders would drift at Colorado. You got to stand in the pocket. And when it's called upon, if you have that skill set to scramble, then you scramble. You know, a la Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, whatever. That's good that you have that in your repertoire, so to speak. So when I look at Spencer Rattler can do it at times, but I didn't know Tyler Shuck could do this. There was a throw he made today. Okay, now it's no pass rush. It's 7-on-7, so I always call that like pass skeleton because there's no pass rush. And the ball should always come out on time, but then every now and then you can have pretty good coverage, so you want to practice the scramble drill. And I think Spencer Rattler had a pass that he scrambled and he dumped it off. And I said, I don't count that because there's no rush, whatever. And then also Tyler Shuck, they had a play. Now, Mike, he's a right-handed quarterback, and he was running to the left. Okay, so you know you got to square your shoulders, and he wasn't just dumping it off. He threw a dime. I want to say it was 30 yards down the field, going left, and I call it like a scramble drill, but nice touch. I don't know, Cedric Wilson Jr. should have caught the ball. He hit him right on the sidelines in the hand, and, you know, he dropped a tough catch. And what was promising for the defense, it was broken up by, Mike, what's it, that cat from Oklahoma, the linebacker, Danny Stutzman?
Danny Stutzman.
Oh, and he was a no, incomplete. You know, he got his hand in there, but I was like, come on, Cedric Wilson, make that play. Mike, that pass, to me, was as good as it gets in NFL history, especially a right-handed quarterback going left, squaring his shoulders, and there's like trying to throw to a tire and you're moving left, and that pass was unbelievable. I'm telling you, as good as whoever you might think, like the John Elways and their arm strength and all that, that pass was unbelievable. Now, it was incomplete, like, you know, like Greg Williams would always say, was if you threw a bomb but it was out of bounds, long foul ball, so it didn't count.
Pop fly.
Yeah, it didn't count, but the ball was there. But it would have been great if Cedric Wilson Jr. could have finished, but good for the defense. And Stutzman, the linebacker who we drafted, you know, the fourth round out of Oklahoma, you know, good for him to have that, you know, on the practice film. But, Mike, I think overall it's going to go down to – it'll be interesting how we're going to grade him all to OTAs and minicamp and training camp. Because even though Tyler Shuck is Coach Kellen Moore's guy, and I think if it's even, Tyler Shuck would get the job. But I think Spencer Rattler really has to beat him out. It's like, well, you know, the best man's going to play. But if it's season, I could see them going with Shuck because Shuck's their guy. Now, but Spencer Rattler, he ain't giving up the ghost. They both fighting, and they both have made outstanding throws. I guarantee you, we're throwing the ball as well in minicamp as a number of NFL teams, even though all our quarterbacks on staff, how many NFL wins they have? Zero. Mike, I can tell you, Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler, how he's handling himself, they look like NFL starting quarterbacks. Now, you got to start somewhere. You got to win games. I think it wasn't a fair assessment with Spencer Rattler, supporting cast. You know, he was 0-6. And the one thing, Mike, what caught my attention, and this is dealing with Spencer Rattler. And I think I told you this, and we were talking about this, maybe it might have been at a Silver Slipper on a second guest show, whatever, is that, okay, can you play like a complete game? You know, when you look at the, you know, what I mean by playing a complete game, can the coaches trust you that you're not going to cost the team? Like, did you win or did you lose? And, Mike, this caught my attention. Now, this is not an opinion. This would happen. Spencer Rattler, okay, he took 22 sacks. Listen, I played 16 games. I got sacked 15 times the whole time. That's something as you progress. Now, he threw 5 picks. A lot of times, you know, just trying to make a play desperation. But he had a drastic different change. Do you know in the first and second half splits? You know how teams make adjustments at halftime? This is unbelievable. Spencer Rattler, just starting to play, had a quarterback rating of 103.3. So that's 103.5 in the first half of games. In the second half, he was 46.5.
Yow.
Whoa. Talk about a roller coaster.
That's the ultimate.
No, you think, is that even the same guy? Now, I'm not saying Spencer Rattler got to be like 103.5 throughout the whole game, but can you be more consistent, not have the highest of highs and the lows of lows? Can you be around that 90 range, whatever, throughout the game and not cost your team? So that's why 0-6 is a star and all that. No, Spencer Rattler, I think he has enough swagger and enough moxie, considering the adversity that he's dealt with. We all know he's at Oklahoma. What happened? He had to leave town because of Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Remember the whole thing? And then Caleb Williams ended up going to USC. He goes to South Carolina. So, and he was all that. Mike, you know, that coming out of high school, wasn't Spencer Rattler one of one?
He was one of one, and on the ratings charts, he was either the number one rated player in the country or the number two.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
It was a short call.
Yeah, so he has the confidence, and I think by him just being where he's at in his career, knows the speed of an NFL game, that Tyler Shuck's going to have to play well. So I think there's great competition between the two who's going to end up being a starter. Now, Bobby, what does that mean? We're going into the playoffs? No, I realistically don't think it's going to be Drew Brees and Sean Payton, the second coming, where we go from like 3-13. You remember that Katrina year where they're traveling all-stars? I mean, where are we even playing? You know, Baton Rouge, San Antonio, whatever, that adversity there. But then we go from 3 wins to 10 wins. People don't realize, Mike, it was like we were 1 game away from the Super Bowl. You're going to tell me, Bobby, it could be 1 game in the Super Bowl this year? No, that'd be the greatest achievement, I think, in NFL history, considering where the Saints are at right now. Because we're under the radar. We don't have no national games. It might have been the case back then. But, Mike, we were 10-6, number 2 seed, and we lost to the Bears in the NFC Championship game. But I'm telling you right now, in the over and under, I'd be surprised if we don't win 6 or 7 games. Now, that doesn't mean anything, but Bobby, that's a losing season. Well, that means we 6-11, 7-10, and you look, we're playing only 3 playoff teams. But I think, Mike, we'd be trending and heading in the right direction if that would occur. Now, to me, we're going to have a damn parade just to have a parade. If we go from 5 wins to 10 wins, no, let's just have a parade for where our team's at right now.
Bob, we're going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about how the offensive line has shaped out, because we did speak about it the second Kelvin Banks Jr. was drafted. He was going to be the left tackle, okay? You can talk
without a
all
doubt.
This,
without
you
a
can
doubt.
Talk all this stuff about left guard and everything else. Come on. You picked him with a top 10 pick to play left tackle. Now, let's see how it all works out and the rest of the crew. But when we come back, we'll have a lot more talk about the Saints OTAs, Bobby's breakdown, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our special OTA feature. We're having Bobby's breakdown of the OTA session that went on today at Saints camp. And Bob, before we ended the last break, we talked about the offensive line.
Right.
And you can't see that because they're not hitting. You're just kind of going through the drills. But the fact of the matter is that right off the bat last week, when you saw Kelvin Banks Jr. line up at left tackle, Fuaga at right tackle, we knew already, you know, Ruiz, he's a solid player. A solid starter at the right guard.
Right.
Eric McCoy, now, he's a stud.
He's the real deal. He would start, Mike, to me, whether it be center or guard for every NFL team.
I agree.
Like the Eagles. Like, who was the Eagles guard that from the Jets?
Oh, Mekhi Becton.
Now, you know what? Even if McCoy was on the Eagles, no, you got to play right guard. And he's very capable of doing that. You know, because remember we talked about, okay, the Eagles are world champs. Who in the Saints offense could start off for the Eagles? I say, well, it kind of would be McCoy at right guard. But other than that, Alvin Kamara, he ain't better than Saquon.
No.
And then you look at receiver. Yeah, Chris Olave would be like the third receiver. So, but you look at like, and Coach Kellen Moore, so are we going to get the best 5 linemen on the field? And Mike, like you said, that's been our strength. When we really put hay in the barn is when our tackles were kicking ass.
Yep.
And I'm talking about Sean Payton and Drew Brees that era. Let's say like a dozen years or in that era. And that wouldn't happen with Trevor Penning at right tackle. Because you would have games that coaches don't want to do this. You'd have to help them. I'm not saying every game. Say you play 17, so you got to help them 4 games. I have to chip with the tight end or the running back. And then they can't free release like 5 out. So they want to get it to where no matter who they play in every game, we ain't worried about the right tackle or the left tackle. And Mike, and I don't even know They're going to have the best five, or Trevor Penning's going to win the job. I don't know if I'm even pronouncing his name right. But if Penning doesn't work out at guard, left guard, keep an eye on the starting guard job. Dylan Randles?
Randles.
Yeah.
Randles.
Well, what's your take on him? Because I think, you know, if he's the best, one of the best five, that they'll have that left guard over Penning. I mean, this coaching staff did not, they don't owe Penning nothing. Now, some scouts who invested said we got to draft Penning where we did, you know, in the first round. But other than that, I mean, to me, I wouldn't be surprised if that would happen. Now, they're going to let it play out, but what's your take on that?
Well, Radins, he played tackle throughout his college career. North Dakota. There's a big jump now because you don't see guys top pass rushers every week, okay?
Right.
Neither did Penning at Northern Iowa. You maybe saw that guy maybe twice a year. And sometimes you can overwhelm them with your size. And once you get a hold of them, you can kind of shift them around. But, you know, he had erratic moments with the Titans. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
He played at left guard. He played at right guard. He played at tackle. They saw pretty quickly he can't play tackle in the NFL. He would always need help. He always need
help. That's right. Good. No, you got to play something else then if you always
so
need help.
So they kicked him inside. And I think that he's a much better guard prospect than a tackle.
Is he a poor man, Cesar Ruiz? I mean, because Cesar Ruiz is a solid starter, but he's not necessarily a Pro Bowl or All-Pro.
No, but he ain't as good as Ruiz.
Right.
So my thing is, Radins came in with a lot of credentials that he could be an immediate player. And if you think the Saints' offensive line is bad, man, take a look at the Titans. Man, the Saints look like the world champs compared to what the Titans have along their offensive line. And so he really didn't stand out there. So he gets another chance here, and I think he's a better inside player. One of the things with him, I'd like to see him become a much more aggressive guy with his hands. And I speak about this a lot. That what kind of makes the cut between a guy that's was a great college tackle and he can't play in the pros? He can't move his feet and his hands in unison together.
Right.
It's something almost like a dance. You can teach somebody and they can get a little bit better, but they never really good at it.
Well, Mike, you're going to like this. Bob Whitfield told me this. You remember Bob Whitfield from Stanford with Atlanta? He says, I ain't got to maul the guy across me. I got to be like a dancing bear. You know, like a big bear. And just stay in front of the guy you're trying to block or occupy him. You don't have to dominate or smash him or put him on his neck. But you got to be, you can't whiff or you get blown by. You got to be like a big dancing bear. And that's where you talk about the feet and the hands, placement, working hand in hand.
Yeah, and man, I remember when Chris Hilton came out of Northwestern.
Oh.
And he was an early first-round pick, and he played tackle early on, and they kicked him inside. Bob,
dominant.
He might have got beat every once in a while in a year, and I'm saying you
Mike.
Can count on a finger or two. But Chris Hinton goes down.
Hey.
He's one of the greatest offensive guards that ever put on a uniform and a jock strap.
Mike, he's the best offensive guard I've ever played with. I don't know. When I was playing with him in Atlanta, he never lost. He never. You might say, oh, we had to lose now and then. No, he never lost. Now, he was with the Colts, and then he came to Atlanta. He was part of a trade deal, went to Northwestern. But he was dominant. Now he has two sons, I think, trying to make it in the NFL.
Yep.
No, they might have some of their mama's genes. They ain't on Chris Hinton's level. Chris Hinton was dominant. I mean, I remember we both living in the same neighborhood in Alpharetta Country Club of the South, and he had this great wine store and all. So I've always been a Chris Hinton fan, and I just go by what he did on the film. If you don't know, no, that guy always wins. Not some of the time, always wins. And, Mike, why we had to make changes and why we got to solidify the tackle position, because you want to not worry about that. You know, and we've seen, like, Armstead. We've seen Ramczyk. We've seen the best of the best, and that we don't have to worry about them. That they're winning. And if you look at last year's unit, they ranked 29th, this offensive line, in ESPN's pass block winning metric. 29th. Well, that's not one before last or last, but I know that ain't good. And they were 19th in the network's run block win rate. So we had to get better. And then, you know, we had injuries. Then you look at the lack of depth. That all came about. But to me, it's better to do that now to get some continuity. I like it. Like, listen, you might not have no continuity at left guard, but I like it when you got continuity four out of the five. Left tackle, right guard, and center. And they made a best man win at left guard. It'd be almost like, remember when we were kicking ass and all of a sudden you had Jari Evans and all that. And you know who would be the old school version of where we're at right now? Okay, put Brian De La Puente at center. We can make him work out. So, Mike, if you have four of the five and you could be solid and you're winning up front week in and week out, that's a good problem to have. And then you could piecemeal who's going to be that guy at left guard. But I want it from the get-go right now. We got the left tackle, got the right tackle. And Fuaga said this. I thought this is interesting. Fuaga's like, I'll do whatever y'all want me to do. And, the only thing, now he's going back to familiar position, the new scheme at right tackle, but that's his old spot. Now, I like what, Mike, you know who I like? And I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. And nothing against Doug Marrone. Doug Marrone played with me with the Saints, a very successful offensive coach. He's been at the right place, right time. But I like what Fuaga said about Brandon Nugent. I think we got the right offensive line coach. I think he'll put hay on the barn with those guys. And that Fuaga, he's just starting out, but he's played a number of NFL games. He's outstanding at Oregon State. But he says about Coach Nugent, he says, I like that the coach explains why behind the scheme what we're doing instead of just of what to do. In other words, no, this is what I want you to do. No, I'm going to explain to you why I want you to do it. You think, well, doesn't everybody do that? No. They might say, okay, you got to work within our scheme, but I'm going to tell you why you're going to be successful doing it that way. And I look at Fuaga right now, I think, so what? He went from left tackle to right tackle. He won't skip a beat. I truly believe that he's going to be outstanding. And look, Banks, keep him at tackle. You look at Fuaga at right tackle. And then Penning, hey, come on, go compete. It's a big boys league. Go be a left guard if you want to play. And if it doesn't pan out, that's why I think you look at free agents, whatever, made a best man win at left guard. But they're going to get the best five on the field. And the one thing with Penning is that, Mike, there's nothing wrong with being overly aggressive. And hopefully it clicks I don't know, Mike, his physicality and demeanor. This is one thing Fuaga said, because, they're in the meeting rooms and they could see that he's not a wuss. Penning is not trying to chicken fight. No, he's sometimes overly aggressive, his demeanor, physicality. That Fuaga said that can allow him maybe to play inside. Because the one thing, you have somebody on your left side and you have the center. So now if you're blocking Aaron Donald, that's a different thing. But how many Aaron Donalds you have? I can remember Andrews Pete trying to block Aaron Donald. Remember Drew Brees freaking broke his thumb with that Rams game? Because Andrews Pete got his ass whipped, off the snap. So then you can have the center with a punch and still do his job. So that's why when I'm looking at Penning inside, and like Fuaga said, his explosiveness out of three-point stand couldn't make him a good fit at guard. And he said at times he's a bully. There's nothing wrong with that. And when I look at Penning, you know what? He's been humbled. So what if it didn't work out at tackle? I want to be an NFL player for, 10, 11, 12 years. I'm going to make it work when I can. So this might be his last hurrah with the Saints at left guard. And, it's up to him. It's up to him whether he's going to be that guy. But, Mike, I'm more encouraged right now. Even though we haven't seen him hit or do anything, just by the moves they made, I'm more encouraged with our offensive line where we're at right now compared to where we were, let's say, at this time last year. I'm really impressed, like I said, because the potential Fuaga, and I look at Banks, that I think they got to do it first. I'm not saying it's the second coming of Armstead and Ramczyk, but Mike, I like where we are with the tackle position. I'm sure a number of NFL teams will look at the Saints saying, I think they're going to be pretty good at offensive tackle.
One of the things is you got a little bit more depth than you did a year ago, and you got Kelvin Banks Jr. that
right.
you didn't have a year ago. We'll be back with more sports talk, Bobby's breakdowns of the OTA sessions that happened today right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's a special edition of Sports Talk tonight. We have our OTA sessions that happened today. Bobby's breakdown of what went on in the OTAs. Bob, yesterday, had on Greg Cosell from NFL Films, and Greg and I had spoke off the air about this, but one guy, I said, Greg, give me a guy from what you've seen that, you know, and I don't care if it's from college or whatever, that you think could maybe be a bit of a breakout guy for the Saints. He immediately snapped at me. He said, Bub Means, the wide receiver from Pitt. He said, Mike, I know you liked him coming out, but he said, I think that Bub Means has the ability to be a good number three receiver in the NFL. Interesting. He was on the receiving end of one of those deep passes.
A bomb,
Tyler 60 yards.
Mike, boy, talk about look fast. I go, who's that? I mean, he blew by the cornerback, what's his name, from South Dakota State. Now, a big cornerback, I'm trying to think, Dales Beanham. He was like 6'1", 200, but he blew past him. And it would have been a 60-yard touchdown. I go, man, who's that? Oh, that's Bub Means? No. Now, he maybe had a couple of games, and he got hurt, whatever.
Yep, sure
But can, I don't know, Mike, you stay healthy and take advantage of opportunity because, you know, we want bigger receivers. He's 6'2", 215. I think this is a great opportunity for Bub Means. And I told Charlie this. This is kind of going off on a whim because, you know, all the players, they want to get paid. When you have opportunity, okay, what are you going to do with that opportunity? And when I look at a guy like Bub Means, okay, when you look at him, the Saints invested, not like a free agent. Look at him, Mike.
He was a fifth-round pick.
Okay, a fifth-round pick. But you look at all the free agents. Look at Marcus Colston. I mean, whoever. You know, like whenever you seven or a free agent, that's like, okay, like Juwan Johnson. He goes from receiver to tight end. And I said, watch if you want to get paid, if Bub Means, now can you motivate yourself? Can he be like the future? Like, look how the Saints are counting on Juwan Johnson right now. Let me tell you, Juwan Johnson, you know, we've seen where he's had an outstanding month, then he kind of disappears. Or an outstanding training camp. So, just get him for fantasy football, and then he disappears. But Juwan Johnson today, I don't know, he'd had four or five catches, so like 70, 80 yards. You know, this is the 7-on-7. So I think in the future, like a Bub Means, if he takes advantage of his opportunity, that he could be I want to see him – now, he caught the bomb. I want to see him make that contested catch where, I don't know, it's a 50-50 ball between him and the DB, but he has the size to do that. And so Bub Means, because Juwan Johnson, really, when you think about it, came out of nowhere – and the Saints paid him, now I'm not saying breaking the bank, but he became a multimillionaire, paying him not only once but twice. And Juwan Johnson wanted to come back to the Saints because, you know, he was encouraged by Kellen Moore and the coaching staff how they were going to utilize him. So I don't know. I'm just going out there and I think, watch Bub Means all of a sudden could really, you know, look in a crystal ball, step to the forefront and be a bigger part of the offense, kind of like Juwan Johnson was when he had the opportunity. Now, can you do it for a whole season? And you obviously got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that was the thing with and talking to Greg, he brought it up. Mikey said, I liked him at Pitt. And I think Greg is close friends with the receivers coach, University of Pittsburgh.
Right.
And he said, I think it may be a year, but I think Bub's got the physical skills to become a good number three receiver because, one, not only is he fast, he's got some physicality and size to him. And well, that he'll go over the middle and make a catch.
Well, Mike, and you know, okay, if you have a lot of weapons, nothing wrong with having too many weapons. And the one thing that drives a defensive coordinator crazy is that, okay, when a quarterback's really spreading the ball around, spreading the wealth, you can't double-team everybody. So if I was a quarterback and I'm in that meeting room with the receivers, I'd say, okay, everyone's going to have opportunity. And now you always have your go-to receiver. But let's say, I don't want to force this. I'm going away for the double team. Can you consistently, if you're that third or fourth guy, can you beat the single coverage? You know, they're not double teaming you.
Right.
Can you win one-on-one? And do you have, when they're playing zone, that zone presence to sit in the right spot and the quarterback can trust you? Or if you're one-on-one man-to-man, can you win or lose? Now, Mike, the question I have for you today, I was watching him. Now, you know, because the collective bargaining agreement, they're not competing on team. All we see is 7-on-7. It'll be the same thing for mandatory minicamp, not until training camp, and they're going to ease into it now. But the players are spoiled. And I don't know what they do now.
That's cotton, as Couture would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, I mean, I don't know. That, you know, the days of the Oklahoma drill, a bull in the ring. Remember, in 2 days high school, they don't have that no more anyway.
Nope, sure.
But you know who impressed me? And I said, man, who's that guy? I mean, he looks quick and fast, looked very quick. And you know, I could see the ball got to come out of your hand because of the pass rush, 1001, it got to go. And I love his name. I know his mom didn't name him this, Moochie. Moochie Dixon from SMU.
Yep.
Mike, he's 6 foot, like 190 pounds. And I look at SMU, but they were in the playoffs last year in college football. And I said, well, how can he not be drafted? Maybe did he get in trouble? Or man, maybe
he was a little undersized.
But Mike, they got him at 6 foot, maybe 6 foot with his cleats.
But what I'm saying is, weight wise, when he hit that scale, you know, he's a little light, so to speak.
Well, the thing is, look, he ran a 4.38.
Man, he can run.
No,
he can run.
I said, well, maybe he's more quick than fast. And I said, I don't know. He ran a 4.38 40. So I'm looking at Moochie. I mean, I don't know his real name, and I mean, I'm sure that. His mama didn't. Nobody names their kid Moochie, right?
I mean, no, but one of the things, too, is when they watch you, you watch SMU and how they run their system. Everything is short, fast.
Right.
It's almost predetermined.
And getting the yak.
hey, I'm going to throw it to you. Now, Moochie, haul ass downfield with it.
Right, right.
You know, just use your skills. And so I think what a lot of receivers coaches saw that he's going to be a developmental guy as a route runner. But, man, can he run? And he's got some make-you-miss skills that are really, really impressive. So here's my deal. If I'm going to get you as a free agent, one thing you better do, you better be able to run
in today's world. And Mike, he can catch the ball. You know, like I talked about his quickness and all that. He's not a body snatcher. No, he was snagging it with his hands. He looked smooth as silk. You know, like, oh, well, he's fighting the ball. No, Holly was catching it with his hands. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that's why I couldn't be a scout. I said, I don't know how this guy didn't get drafted at least in the seventh round. But good
well,
for the Saints
think
that
about
the guy was a free agent.
How would Rashid Shaheed?
Right,
every
right.
Team, and my thing, okay, I get the fact he had a knee injury. I can get that fixed. Hey, listen, I just got mine fixed a week ago. A total new knee replacement. He just got, like, ligament damage done, and he got replaced.
And he looks as fast as ever. Look at
Rashid Shaheed. He's just as fast.
As ever. And at times, nothing against Chris Olave, but Rashid Shaheed, if he can work on more and more, and he can run routes, but if he keeps getting better and better, who knows? He might be the number one receiver at times instead of Chris Olave. Rashichi, now, Mike, and look, Weber State?
Weber State.
And then yeah. He wasn't drafted. No, it's You still have diamonds in the rough, even though you think no one can slip under the radar. But at times, Rashid Shaheed looks like the number one guy instead of Chris Olave.
My thing is, Marcus Golston wasn't the first or second round
Amen.
Pick either. He was in round seven. Yeah. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of a special edition of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. When we come back, a lot more Saints talk, OTA talk, right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.